The following is a wedding lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 7th, 2008 in New Gokula, Australia.
Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So, at present moment, we are transmigrating in the cycle of Vaisnavi.
Due to having revolted against the authority of the Supreme Person, wanting to imitate his position, we are presently here, suffering the result of that mistake. The Vedic culture is the perfect culture. India's Vedic culture is the perfect culture. Bhagavad Gita culture, it is the perfect culture. Because it trains the living being how to regain his original position in loving service to the Supreme Person. It is simply a matter of getting back to your natural state. Sometimes people think that Krishna consciousness is something artificial. But actually it is removing that which is artificial. Getting back to the real position of knowing who you actually are and being who you actually are. Why try to be something that you're not? Is that a very happy life, trying to be something that you're not?
Simply, we have to come back to our natural consciousness. So, in the Vedic culture, at every step in the life, things are designed how to bring you back to your original consciousness. Just like today, we're seeing a very nice wedding ceremony, Vedic wedding ceremony. In material life, married life means sense gratification. But in spiritual life, married life means for giving up sense gratification. It is regulated sense gratification for the purpose of giving up sense gratification. Vishayavinivartante nirahara-shidehina rasavarjangrasopasya param vishvani vartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So, in Krishna consciousness, every aspect, there are four social orders. There is brahmachari life, student life, there is married life, and then there is
retired life and renouncement. So at every step, the living being is learning how to connect with God, how to connect with Krishna. By connecting with Krishna, through chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And utilizing whatever order of life one is in to serve the Lord very nicely, then one becomes very, very happy. One becomes jolly. If we try to use this material body for sense enjoyment, we will become frustrated. Because the nature of this material world is sukha dukkha. There is happiness and there is distress. So if I try to just enjoy this body, you cannot do that. It is not designed like that. But if I learn how to be happy on the spiritual platform in relationship with God, with Krishna, then I can have unlimited happiness. So, in Krishna Ganga's life, the married couple, they do not indulge in sex enjoyment for the sake of sex enjoyment. But they utilize sex enjoyment for producing Krishna conscious children and then training them how to be Krishna conscious. That is the proof of the transcendental nature. When the children are raised how to become devotees, you see. If we don't raise our children to become devotees of God, we simply teach them how to become engineers and computer scientists. Then what is the difference between that and cats and dogs? Really? The animals, they're very expert in getting their eatables. It's like the bird. They're very expert at finding the worms and bringing them back to the nest. So all we're doing is learning how to get our worms and bring them back to the nest. You see, as scientist, as lawyer, as doctor, whatever it may be, that we, in the human life, we do. If all we're doing is getting the worms to bring back to the nest, we're no different than a bird. Get some money and bring it back to the apartment. That's no different than a bird. But if we can actually learn how to reconnect ourselves and our family members. The husband, he tries to see that his wife is connected with Krishna. The wife tries to see that her husband is connected with Krishna. The husband and wife try to see that the children are connected with Krishna. Then that becomes the most glorious life. That after millions of lifetimes of rotating in the cycle of birth and death, now family, a whole family can become liberated. Go back to Godhead. I remember one godbrother, Gopinath. What was his name? Something Gopal. He married me. He married me, young married me. He died in a traffic accident. Prabhupada said to his wife, he's waiting for you in Vaikuntha. So even the death was there, the husband died, and Prabhupada said that he was waiting with his wife in Vaikuntha. So, Prabhupada also says that one remembers, in the spiritual world, you remember what you were doing here. So whatever relationships we have now, as godbrothers, godsisters, or even as married to each other, in the spiritual world will remember how we were associating you. So whatever relationships you're building now, with your godbrothers, with your spouse, with your children, these are very important relationships. They're not just some temporary thing. When you build a relationship based on Krishna, It's a very important thing. All the relationships we in our ISKCON family we make with each other, they're very important relationships. Guru-disciple, especially. So we should make these relationships very first class. Whatever difficulty we may have due to my false ego or your false ego, we have to just tolerate it and learn how to serve Krishna together very nicely, because this is our eternal relationship. We are all meant to be a spiritual family serving Krishna forever in his transcendental love. So now we are practicing how to serve very nicely in a very cooperative, loving way for the purpose of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So marriage is a very good opportunity to do that. Very good opportunity. Because the husband and wife are very packed up tightly together in that relationship, sometimes it's difficult. Because we're not pure. My false ego, your false ego. There's clashing sometimes. See? So we have to tolerate these things. My godbrother, Tamal Krishna Goswami, he one time said, show me a successful marriage whose middle name is not compromise. So this is a very important thing. We have, there's also stated the tree that bends does not break. In Texas, we have these hurricanes coming in off the Gulf of Mexico. In some trees, they're very brittle. They don't bend, so when the hurricane comes, they break. But the trees that are supple, they can bend, even you know, with a powerful wind. They survive the hurricane. So this way, we have to be able to bend. Bending is our business. We're always bowing off our invasions. So we have to bend in many, many ways. And married life is a very good opportunity for practicing the art of bending. So, Prabhupada is very pleased with his household of couples. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura had sent some sannyasis to Britain for preaching Krishna Bhakti. And they were a complete failure. Complete failure. They simply sucked so much money from India to UK for their maintenance.
That's all they could do,
was suck some money. They posed for a few photographs with some lords and ladies, and that was about it. But then Prabhupada, he sent three household couples. Jamuna and Gurudas and Malati and Shama Sundar, along with their baby daughter, and also that Mukunda and Janaki. These three couples, they went to the UK and they created a revolution. It's still going on today. They attracted the Beatles, George Harrison, became huge preaching. These householders accomplished what the sannyasis could not do. So one should think, what can we do for spreading Krishna consciousness? We're just some grihastha, you know. Should never think that way. Should think in a very revolutionary way that actually, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, anyone can do anything for spreading this movement. You're not limited by your ashram. No one's limited by their ashram. The only limit is our own, we place on ourselves and our mind, you see. We should simply pray to Guru and Krishna that we can become instrumental in their hands for making a revolution on this planet, you see. So, our householders, they're a very good model. Because the whole world is people in married life, you see. Living together, getting married. That is the whole society. So, if we have ideal devotees living together, husband and wife, and sharing the ideal family life, you see. That is very revolutionary. So our householder should never feel, what can I do? I'm just a householder. You know, only the vinyasas, the sannyasis, they can preach, but I cannot preach the brahmacharis. No. Whatever ashram you're in, you should try to become a very powerful preacher of Krishna Bhakti by being an ideal example and by always preaching as much as possible. In fact, there's a famous pastime of Lord Chaitanya. When he was preaching in one town, actually he wasn't preaching so much, he went there for
Chaturmasya. During the Chaturmasya, he was staying in one South Indian village named Kurma Chetra. He was staying in the home of one Brahmin whose name was Kurma.
For 4 months, can you imagine having Lord Chaitanya staying in your house for 4 months? What an amazing, have Lord Chaitanya in your house for 4 months, and then Lord Chaitanya is leaving his house, you see. Chaturmasya is over, and hitting the road, because he wasn't going in a motor vehicle, you know, walking. So now he's completely devastated. He was so attached to Lord Chaitanya's association, he couldn't tolerate the thought that Lord Chaitanya will now leave my home. So he thought, what is the good of this household life? It is simply dark well, I'm getting out of here. I'm taking sannyasa and going with Lord Chaitanya. Forget this married life. I just want to go with Lord Chaitanya and be a sannyasi. So what did Lord Chaitanya say? He said, you stay at home. Jare deka tarika Krishna Upadesh Amara Agaya Guru Hoya Tare Desh. Whoever you meet, you instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. And this way, on my order, you become a guru and deliver the people in this country. You see. That order was given to a grihastha. The famous order of Lord Chaitanya that applies to everyone in all social orders of life. That was specifically given to a grihastha, that you become guru by preaching to everyone. So therefore, all householders should be gurus. They should, that means they should preach like anything and make a spiritual revolution on this planet. Not just make money and then decorate the house. No. Every householder should be thinking, how can I be an instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna for revolutionizing this planet, for turning history upside down? Every householder should. So in this way, now you have your mission. Now in this wonderful ashram you were in, where you can show the society in general who were married, show them how to have a perfect married life with Krishna at the center. Lord Chaitanya's mission is your goal. So I thank you all very much for your kind attention, and all of you have come here today from a distant place to attend this auspicious, to make this event more auspicious by your presence. We thank you all very much for coming. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.